Blackstone presents We'll Meet Again by Bartle Bull. This book is read by Simon Vance. For Kathleen. Prologue. The Sahel, Tunisia, 23rd of January, 1943. The scout lay on his hard belly and watched the short-haired mongrel dart from side to side. Agitated, its head low to the ground, the dog whined and scratched at the stones and dirt. Pungent, wild sage grew from cracks in the rock close to Anton Ryder's face, covering the smells of the Mediterranean, the animal and the greasy goat bones in the cooking coals. The crisp, dusty, dry scent of the sage reminded him of acacia in East Africa. Behind Anton, the shepherd finished his morning prayers. Bowing to the east, still stiff and chilled by the night, the old man folded his rug and peered into the thick dawn mist that covered the north side of the mountain. Captain Ryder knew that the Tunisian's right eye was still sharp, not yet clouded, but that his ears were not what they had been. For an Italian bayonet, a few coins, a tin of cigarettes, and some loose tobacco, the shepherd had accepted the three British soldiers of the long-range desert group into his camp. The other two men of Ryder's patrol were now a mile further on, to the west, also monitoring North Africa's only coastal road. Their Chevrolet lorry, overloaded with petrol and water, a tall radio mast and perforated metal sand channels, was screened by canvas and brush, hidden in a long meandering wadi. The bottom of the dry riverbed was thick with silver-leaved bushes. So far, all that had passed along the dusty road were five sidecar motorcycles and a pair of Kubelwagens, light German reconnaissance cars, something like the new American jeeps, perhaps scouting ahead for the mass of General Rommel's retreating army. For 2 years, the Germans had been on the edge of victory in North Africa, advancing east from Libya into Egypt, bombing Alexandria, mining the Suez Canal, threatening Cairo, as Rommel sought to turn the war with a triumph in the Middle East. But now, short of petrol and resupply, Germany's desert general had been defeated by the British at El Alamein. His army, still dangerous, was fleeing west along the coast of the Mediterranean. With his bad leg hobbling him, Anton hoped the other two men would be able to collect him on the way out. But after 25 years in the bush, the old safari hunter felt most comfortable on his own. His hands and face were tanned, nearly as dark as the old shepherd's. Today his job was to observe and report, not fight. Bundled in his shag...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?